chapter entitled Description of Varnashrama Dharma. Iti Swadharma Nirinikta Satto Nirnyata Madgati Jnana Vijnana Sampanno Nachirat Samupeti Maam. Iti Swadharma Nirnikta Satto Nirnyata Madgati Jnana Vijnana Sampanno Nachirat Samupeti Maam. Iti Swadharma Nirnikta Satto Nirnyata Madgati Jnana Vijnana Sampanno Nachirat Samupeti Maam. Iti Swadharma Nirnikta Satto Nirnyata Madgati Jnana Vijnana Sampanno Nachirat Samupeti Maam. Iti Swadharma Nirnikta Satto Nirnyata Madgati Jnana Vijnana Sampanno Nachirat Samupeti Maam. Iti Swadharma Nirnikta Satto Nirnyata Madgati Jnana Vijnana Sampanno Nachirat Samupeti Maam. Matajis. Iti Swadharma Nirnikta Satto Madgati Jnana Vijnana Sampanno Nachirat Samupeti Maam. Satto Nirnyata Madgati Jnana Vijnana Sampanno Nachirat Samupeti Maam. Iti Swadharma Nirnikta Satto Nirnyata Madgati Jnana Vijnana Sampanno Nachirat Samupeti Maam. Iti thus Swadharma, by performing his prescribed duty, Nirnikta, having purified, Sattva, his existence, Nirnyata, completely understanding, Madgati, my supreme position, Jnana, with knowledge of the scriptures, Vijnana, and realized knowledge of the soul, Sampanna, endowed, Nachirat, in the future, in the near future, Samupeti, completely achieves, Maam, me. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thus, one who has purified his existence by execution of his prescribed duties, who fully understands my supreme position, and who is endowed with scriptural and realized knowledge, very soon achieves me. There are two more shlokas today. I'll just read the translation, the shloka and translation. वर्णाश्रमवताम धर्म एष आचार लक्षणा स एव मद्भक्ति यूतो निःश्रेयस करः परा. Those who are followers of this Varnashrama system accept religious principles according to authorized traditions of proper conduct. When such Varnashrama duties are dedicated to me in loving service, they award the supreme perfection of life. Purport. According to the Varnashrama system, the members of the different orders and stages of life have many traditional duties, such as worshipping the forefathers to save them from possible sinful reactions. All such Vedic rituals, sacrifice, austerities and so forth should be offered to the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. They then become the transcendental means for going back home, back to Godhead. In other words, Krishna consciousness or loving service to Lord Shri Krishna is a sum and substance of progressive human life. There is one more shloka. 48. Etatte abhihitam sadho bhavan prachati yachamam yatha swadharma samyukto Bhakto Mam Samiyat Param. This is the last shloka of this chapter. My dear saintly Uddhav, I have now described to you, just as you inquired, the means by which my devotee, perfectly engaged in his prescribed duty, can come back to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus ends the purport of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 11th canto, 18th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Description of Varnashrama Dharma. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamshcha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratushe Nama. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, first of all, I beg the blessings of all the devotees assembled here so that I can remember the instructions that I have heard in the so many classes that we have heard together here, and I can present something in line with the Guru Parampara. Hare Krishna. So, while I was preparing for this class, I was thinking like when the Lord Himself personally descended to this planet 5,000 years ago, so He, how many years like the Lord spent in Sri Vrindavan Dham? Means maybe hardly 10-12 years, and the rest of the year He was, all His life He was, you know, trying to establish Dharma, you know, in the society. And similarly, like even when the Lord came 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was His heart's desire. In fact, He took sannyas just to, you know, just forget everything and absorb Himself in Vrindavan Dham. But actually, how much time the Lord ultimately spent in Vrindavan physically? That is only 2 months. So, like similarly, like so what, like all, it is true that wherever the Lord is, that place, the serenity around is Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is definitely, it is a it's a physical place, and it's a spiritually potent place. But Vrindavan is more so because of the consciousness of the heart of the devotee. So that's Lord is teaching that through His pastimes, and also the Lord's followers, like Srila Prabhupada Himself, like how many years He spent in Vrindavan. And even if He spent His time in Vrindavan, what He was exactly doing in Vrindavan? He was actually, you know, like doing everything. He was compiling Bhagavatam, and then He was going to Delhi Chippiwada to, you know, print, get the books printed. Everything He was doing on His own. He was like kind of running around. So He did not get a peaceful time, you know, to stay in Vrindavan and just, you know, retire from, you know, like what we hear in this chapter, like the different orders, like, you know, Brahmacharya Ashram, Grahastha Ashram, then Vanaprastha Ashram and Sannyasa Ashram. So He is showing by His personal example what is the life of a exalted devotee, and so what is the life of His disciples also. So at the very ripe age of 70, when most of the people would want to kind of retire and spend their last portion of their life in Sri Vrindavan Dham, that was the very time when He actually walked out of Vrindavan, ultimately to give us all residence in Sri Vrindavan Dham. It was His all this endeavor so that we can get connected to Vrindavan. So then the onus lies on like what we are supposed to do. So there are like I had heard in the class before from Gaurang Prabhu, he was describing that there are 5 types of Vrindavan. One Vrindavan is of course not part of this world. It is Golok Vrindavan, which is a goal of, you know, every devotee, in the sense if the Lord wishes so, or not that He wants to go to Golok Vrindavan, but if the Lord wishes so, then we also, you know, like our goal is to go back home, back to Godhead. And the second type of Vrindavan is when the Lord descends to this material world, then He does not come alone. He comes along with His, you know, whole paraphernalia, devotees and everything. So He brings the Dham also along with Him. So that Vrindavan that the Lord brought to this world, the Govardhan Vrindavan, everything, that is present in the name of Gokul Vrindavan. Now, when the Lord is present and performing his pastimes. He performed his pastimes for 125 years. So at that time, that, you know, the all the description that we hear in Bhagavatam about, you know, like how the deers and tigers and snakes, they didn't have any enmity with each other, and you know, they were in that full vibration of Vrindavan. There was complete synchrony amongst all the devotees. Even if there was a disagreement, there are disagreements, that is only to, you know, kind of enhance the Lord's pastimes. So this Vrindavan is called as Prakat Vrindavan. That is, when the Lord appears and he actively performs some pastimes, that pastimes is available for all kinds of people, demons and devotees alike. Like, for example, Duryodhan also could see, you know, Lord Krishna face to face. It's not that because Duryodhan is not a devotee, so he could not, you know, have vision of the Lord. He did see the Lord face to face. So Prakat Vrindavan, at that time when the Lord was there, everyone could see. And now after the Lord had passed, he left this world, so then that Vrindavan has now become Aprakat. So that same Vrindavan is, the third type of Vrindavan is called Aprakat Vrindavan. And a fourth type of Vrindavan is that consciousness of Krishna that a devotee carries in his heart. So the Vrindavan that the devotee carries in his heart, that is called as Hridayasthit Vrindavan. The Vrindavan in the heart of a devotee. And sometimes what happens when a very advanced devotee, he, you know, wants to relish Vrindavan. So like, he also kind of excavates places exactly like Vrindavan, and so that he can absorb in the vibrations of Vrindavan. Like in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Roop Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they were like, they had, you know, prepared a kind of model Vrindavan just at the place where they were staying, and they were trying to absorb into that spiritual vibrations of Vrindavan. Similarly, if we go to Mayapur, we see the Sri Chaitanya Math, where Srila Prabhupada's Guru Mahajat Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had a desire to, you know, make Vrindavan available to his disciples and he himself also. So he excavated Radha Kund, Shyam Kund and some of the prominent places of Vrindavan, Govardhan. And so this is the fifth type of Vrindavan, that is a heart's manifestation. The devotee's heart's manifested outside in the community of devotees. So devotees staying together with a consciousness of Vrindavan or with a consciousness of the spiritual master. So that is the fifth type of Vrindavan. So we can say that all of ISKCON temples were basically, Prabhupada went outside Vrindavan and he started the ISKCON movement, and all the temples of Srila Prabhupada is actually Vrindavan Dham, where we are all, you know, allowed to stay, and we have made our choice to come and stay or get connected with, and, you know, like, we can tune into this Vrindavan vibrations. So the quality, the Vrindavan vibrations that a person experience by coming to these temples is actually the consciousness exhibited by these devotees. So once my mother's friends had come to the temple to take darshan. So they came exactly at 1 o'clock when the darshan was just about to close, and they got just a 2 minute or 3 minute darshan. So then one of the ladies, she commented and said that, oh, this darshan is worth it, because here this darshan is like Vrindavan only, because they have heard, like, you know, the Lord is there, they can see here in the altar that the monkeys are there, the deer is there, the cows are there. The way the Lord is worshipped in ISKCON temples, although the way we perform aarti is out of awe and reverence, but the exhibition is like as if it is Vrindavan. The Lord is enjoying pastimes in Vrindavan. So there is one devotee was distributing book in the trains. So he was making announcement and for Bhagavad Gita distribution. So at that time, one of the members, he wanted to corner him. So he said, tell me one negative quality about your organization. Every organization you are saying so much positive about your organization, but there may be some, you know, shortfalls in your organization also. So please tell us one. So now he was like in a situation, now ISKCON may have, ISKCON has so many controversies and it has come in newspapers or like that. So like if he says that, then like it's, now he was like not knowing, you know, what to do. So this devotee was sincerely struggling in his heart, like, you know, what to do. And he had a sincere, you know, desire to serve Srila Prabhupada. So then he immediately got this idea and he spoke out that actually the one negative quality in our organization is that we have opened our gates to everyone and anyone to come and join Vrindavan Dham. So we cannot really, you know, filter out and find out, you know, what is the intention behind these people who are coming in. So, and there are pastimes also where people with wrong intentions have come, but by associating with Vrindavan vibrations in the temple, by associating with the resident devotees, they got their consciousness washed properly and they also became a resident of Vrindavan. In this sense, I'll tell you the example of Haridas Prabhu of, Prabhupada disciple. He was basically a pickpocket before joining ISKCON. He was here in the Bombay streets only. In fact, he was from a different community. He was not from the, major community of that India represents. But still, what he saw in the Back to Godhead magazine, you know, like Prabhupada's photo, like his arms were outstretched like this, and in his wrist there was a golden watch. So what attracted him is he wanted to steal that golden watch. So he came to the address of this, wherever this magazine is available, to that place, that is Juhu Temple, and he was asking, where is this person? So they said that, oh, Srila Prabhupada, he will come, he's right now in Hyderabad, so he'll come in Mumbai. So then he said, oh, I want to meet him. So the devotees want a lot of volunteers. So the devotees immediately told him, you can stay and do some service in the temple. They didn't know his background. So then his intention was he wants that gold watch of Srila Prabhupada. So then he thought, okay, such a golden opportunity now to stay in the temple. Then I'll wait till this man arrives. And then once he arrives, then I'll try to come close to him, then steal the watch and go away. But what happened in the process that he was staying with devotees and, that vibrations of the devotees, actually he was not knowing English and, the devotees didn't know Hindi either. But still the vibrations were affecting him and eventually what happened when actually Srila Prabhupada came, so, you know, he heard that the world Acharya has come. So he came and offered his obeisances like everyone else. And then he came to Srila Prabhupada and he already had a transformation in his heart. And then, he came and blurted out in front of Srila Prabhupada and said that, you know, actually I had come here to, you know, actually steal your watch. So Prabhupada immediately said, oh, take this. You know, like he immediately gave it. And then, he said that he doesn't want the watch in that way. So this is a reason why, in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada has not kept any bar or, only, those who are from Brahman families can come, or those who are from high class family can come. Anyone can come and get connected to Vrindavan vibrations. There is a like even in this broad-mindedness is shown by the Supreme Lord Himself, that's why His devotees is having this broad-mindedness, that is like Lord, you know, kind of even allowed Ghatotkach to, you know, fight on behalf of the, you know, Pandavas. Because Ghatotkach himself was an adharmic person only. But then he had a favorable attitude towards the Pandavas. So Krishna utilized his favorable attitude to purify himself. So in the process of, you know, like fighting against our own misgivings that is in the heart, we may experience many rough edges, many difficulties, but ultimately the process of trying to follow the instructions of the spiritual master will, you know, purify us. There is a story that I heard about a pilot from Vraj Vihari Prabhu. That pilot, he had a peculiar kind of sadhana, in the sense, they don't call it sadhana, it was his meditation, you know, he had a consciousness that, you know, he wants to serve those whom he are serving properly. Like he wants to properly take care of those whom he offer his service. That is, he was a pilot and he was mostly serving as a pilot. So, and he was dealing with many people, but he was generally absorbed in this consciousness that whatever he do, let me, you know, take care of these people properly. So, actually to the extent that he actually carried a chit of paper in which it was written, like, I want to really care for people whom I serve. And time and again, you know, he used to always pick this chit of paper from his pocket and just read it, you know, to himself. You know, I really want to care for people whom I serve. So when he was, you know, he was like kind of a spaced out person. I mean, he was absorbed in himself only and not so connected with others. So once a situation came, you know, like this is a story of how the Paramatma, like he is not a devotee, the Paramatma reciprocates with everyone. So since he had this strong desire, what happened once this when the flight was taking off, he was a chief pilot. So a flight of birds, you know, it crashed into the fan, and then midway while it was taking off, the engine crashed. By the time the plane has reached a certain height, so now he had to take a decision of what to do, you know. So he was getting a message that you come back karke to the airport. So but then he asked his assistant what to do. Is it advisable to come back, because if this plane, you know, actually we go back, then it may also crash into some buildings nearby and many more people may die. So what to do? So then suddenly because he had this thing that he really wants to take care of, you know, the crew members, and he wants to take care of all the people in general. So then because that he had a sincere desire, you know, how to serve the people best. So what he did is, there was this Hudson River that is flowing nearby. So he kind of did things in such a way that the plane finally came and landed on that river. And, you know, all the members of the crew, they were saved. And thus so many lives were saved. So because of this, he got an award. And like from this, we can understand like how, like if we as devotees just follow in the same attitude of trying to follow Guru's instructions and trying to please the devotees, you know, by mind, words and actions, then we can also, you know, kind of experience such type of reciprocation from Krishna. In the sense, if suppose we have an attitude inside that we want to serve in a particular situation, in any given situation, if we have an attitude to serve, then the Lord will give us the, you know, prerana, you know, the dadami buddhi yogam, you know, he will give us the right, you know, idea what to do, how to serve, how to balance your own situation and that particular situation, how to serve that devotee and how to serve ourselves also. In the sense, we should also not be, you know, too much, you know, squeezed up. So how it can happen? So that the Lord only gives the intelligence. But if we are anyway hell-bent in that, we will not serve. If that is our mantra that we have put in the, you know, in our pocket, that whatever happens, we will not serve. We will just do our thing only. Then, so then what happens? Then gradually we may, you know, go to the other channel, that apohanam channel. That is, the Lord will give us forgetfulness about, you know, this. Okay, you are running away from my service, or you don't want to extend. Okay, fine, like that, you know. Of course, the Lord will purify us, but the more we go towards this mentality that I will not serve, or something like that, so then we go away from the Lord. So this is Prabhupada's repeated request. Many times Prabhupada has said that, you know, like, if you really want to serve me, then please cooperate. If you really want to serve me, then please cooperate. So therefore, you know, it is it's a struggle in Kali Yuga to, you know, if two souls come together, if a group of people come together and try to serve, it's always a struggle, you know, because every individual have a different ego, and they have a different mindset, they have different intelligence. So everyone has a different idea of how to serve Srila Prabhupada. So, but how to come to a consensus and cooperate and serve is actually a challenge for us. But if we take this up in a positive spirit, then we will experience this type of reciprocation, that is, that dadami buddhi yogam tam, you know, like the Lord will kind of, and we'll get that ecstasy. So because we have to be being absorbed in the instructions of Guru and the instructions of Krishna is like being connected to Vrindavan, being connected to, you know, Vrindavan vibrations. And the reality is like our heart is like Kurukshetra, or the world around us, like the world around us is a mirror, like it is a mirror of our own heart. So, you know, like the reality is like we have to get that Vrindavan consciousness in the real world here, so that real world consciousness comes by like kind of cooperation. So I'm just remembering this dynamic pastime of Vritrasur. In this one shloka, he is fighting with Indra. Vritrasur is a demon. Actually, Bhagavatam is glorified in the entire, by other scriptures, that it is a scripture in which Vritrasur pastime is beautifully narrated. Because in other scriptures, Vritrasur pastime is narrated in such a way that Indra is the great one who killed Vritrasur. But we, because we have not read these other scriptures, we are read only Bhagavatam, we have got the real, you know, diamond in this pastime is that, like, after reading that entire pastime, we feel, who is the demon? Is Indra is the demon or Vritrasur is the demon? Because even Indra gets that jolt while fighting in the battlefield, because there is one shloka in which, you know, like Vritrasur is telling, Ato hare me kulishena veera harta pramathyeva shiro yadiha tatranrno bhutabalim vidhaya manasvinam padaraja prapadye. So this shloka says, Atho hare me kulishena veera. The Indra is having thunderbolt in his heart, in his hand, and Vritrasura is advising him, with this thunderbolt you can kill me and also all my followers. Because I am the demonic party. So with this thunderbolt, this thunderbolt is Vishnu Prasad. So this Vishnu Prasad will, you know, finish my, you know, demonic life. And what he is saying, the result of this, tatranano bhutabalim vidhaya manasvinam, means my bodies will be eaten up by, you know, different animals, of jackals or the wild animals, and body will be finished. And after the body will be finished, what will I get? I will get the dust of the lotus feet of the great souls. Manasvinam pada raja prabhade. So in the heart of heart, the acharyas are saying
that in the heart of heart, Vritrasur remembers his earlier position, that he was a King Chitraketu and he was advised like this, like Narada Muni. So he is aspiring for the dust of his spiritual master. So when will I go back and serve him? So that is his prayer. So Indra is like kind of completely dumbfounded after hearing this thing, that he is fighting a devotee actually. So actually, if we give up on Vaishnava Seva, then we don't have much hope. So we means there is one shloka, Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Payeche Keba. So there is no hope for us. Vaishnava Seva is a way for us to gain more attraction towards following the process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. So also in another verse, Rahugan, King Rahugan is being advised by Jad Bharat. Rahuganeta tapasanayati nache jaya nirvapanat grihadva nachandasane vajalagni surye vina mahatpadarajo bishekam. Now here Rahugana is telling specifically that you will not attain the supreme goal by tapasa. By tapasya you will not get. By worship, proper worship also you will not get. By following the varnashrama dharma, that is nirvapanad means grahastha dharma, or other varnashrama duties, you will still not get. Na chandasa, by reading the different scriptures, still also you will not get. And by doing very powerful austerities, by remaining submerged till the neck in a river, or by doing austerities in the sun or in front of fire, still you will not get the ultimate goal. But you will definitely get the ultimate goal if you are able to achieve the Mahatpada Rajobhishekam. That is, if you literally if you see, means if you do abhishek of yourself with the dust of the lotus feet of devotees. But that is not the intention of this shloka. The intention is, if you are taking the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees, means if you are following in their footsteps, if that becomes your life and soul, if to serve the purpose of your guru, like how in case of Srila Prabhupada himself, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, he has shown his earnest desperation to follow the instructions of his guru Maharaj, and he went to the West at such a ripe age, and he against his own ill health, he had two heart attacks, and in spite of all kind of difficulties, against all kinds of odds, he did not get any help from most politicians, and he did not get help from his god brothers also, and still with all difficulties he marched ahead out of Vrindavan to ultimately give us shelter of Vrindavan. So how much in this chapter is description of varnashrama dharma, varnashrama society. So like how much we should also follow in the mood of Srila Prabhupada, and to our extent, whatever is possible, to try to tune into this Vrindavan vibrations. So it was the last instruction of Srila Prabhupada, in the sense, for 10 years he has been, he stressed pure devotional service all throughout, but at the last year 1977, in those days, he was continuously expressing his desire to, establish Varnashrama society. In fact, in one of the lectures in our temple, Shivaram Maharaj was saying in a very grave mood that all of the young people, old people alike, especially the young generation, because they are going to take the movement ahead. So he advised all the devotees to, listen to Prabhupada's classes in this last 1 year, 1976-77. So he asked us to hear his classes, in the sense the audio, and hear his conversations. All this 1 year conversation is different from the rest, in the sense he is expressing, before he is leaving this planet, what is his desire from us. So that
Prabhupada said that like 50% of the work is done, 50% is remaining, like establishing Varnashram. So we can, you know, like we are speaking about tuning into Vrindavan vibration, but unless we tune into Vrindavan vibrations, we cannot actually try to assist the assistance of Srila Prabhupada to establish Varnashrama society. So I like previously in previous class, Shatbhuj Prabhu had told a very important point for all of us. The emotion of gratitude, it is so powerful that it has the power to convert any negativity in us to positivity. So like how much we are in the middle of battlefield in our heart, we are dealing with different kinds of egos and different situations are kind of putting us in a troublesome situation, but this apparent trouble will immediately become benediction just by adding little bit of gratitude. If gratitude trickles into our consciousness, then it is like what Prabhuji gave the example of potassium permanganate. If you put one crystal of potassium permanganate in a glass of water, the entire color changes. So the negativity is completely thwarted off by this small emotion of gratitude if we carry. And what he he gave the example of mridangam practice. If suppose you are practicing mridanga the wrong beat every time, so then you will continue to play the wrong way only. But in every situation, we have to try to practice this emotion of, try to drive in the emotion of gratitude in that situation. Like, how we will be grateful is when you see the hand of Guru and Krishna in every situation. Of course, it is a big struggle, but then it is a very good struggle. Like, if you try to, practicing mridangam is also a struggle. Like, you will take 6 months to 1 year to practice it. But you have to practice it in the right way. So similarly, if we practice this, do the net practice before it is too late. So if we practice to drive in the right emotions, then gradually we will experience a ecstatic life in Krishna consciousness. So for that it's very important that we tune into Srila Prabhupada's books, that we sufficiently expose ourselves to Srila Prabhupada's books, reading Srila Prabhupada's books in the mood of taking shelter IV is the full form. It's like IV for like Shyamanand Prabhu gives us the analogy of our situation is like an ICU patient in which the mind, the intelligence and the false ego has, completely, controlled our entire life. We are controlled by mainly our false ego, mind and intelligence. But the main boss is the false ego. And what happens is, if we are not exposed to Srila Prabhupada's books, then the intelligence is like a weakling. Intelligence is a weak person. So he immediately gets thwarted by the ego and he just obeys. Okay, you are telling, now don't do this, do this. So you just obey the false ego completely. So the only, IV line for us is if we invest into Vrindavan vibrations. We invest our consciousness into Vrindavan. We tune into Vrindavan. So also we invest in Vaishnav Seva. And if we do these two investments, like invest in Vrindavan, invest in Vaishnav Seva, then we can invest in establishing Varnashrama society also to our small. So saying this, I am just concluding my class. Hare Krishna.